Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, baby. 8 o'clock on a Monday. You got to have that energy today. You just beat the Detroit Lions. I don't care who was playing defense. The Chiefs didn't have their starting left tackle. What gives?
Yeah, that's right. They went with a backup last night.
They didn't have their starting wide receiver. By the way, Mac, you might know this more than we would. If Rashee Rice or when Rashee Rice is activated, does that mean Jalen Royals is to the practice?
No, I think
you add him because he was on like suspension.
I'm sure there's probably some, but that's a good question. I don't know if there's a roster move that needs to be made for him. I'm sure there is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is obviously
there would because, have to be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would think so.
You have to fill a 53 every Sunday.
Yeah. Might be Royals, but it could be another lineman too. They've got an extra one now.
No, we don't have any extra line. I am not touching anybody on that offensive line right now. That unit is playing so damn good right now, guys. Like Moore just fit in there like it was nobody's business. And
he should be the starting right tackle.
Jalen.
No doubt.
I think 100%. So. I know, Bob. Juwan's been great.
Juwan's been playing really good right now.
Well, he can
play
really good in case he's needed.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Moore played great last night, but I don't want to mess with anything. I'm a karma guy.
Because
right
the question
now.
You could have is, what would be a better fit? Jalen Moore playing swing tackle and filling in, or Jalen Moore starting?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the second.
I think you're probably right, but I think at the end of the day, I don't want to mess with something that's working right now. Juwan Taylor's playing great football right now. Andy Reid got to him. I mean, we again, and I know I talk about it a lot, but not enough people give Andy Reid the credit. This was a gentleman who said, I got this, and Juwan Taylor has not made a mistake in 10 quarters. He said, I got this. The Chiefs played a penalty-free game last night. Apparently, the text line has been telling us that Rex Ryan is yelling on TV that more penalties should be called. See, that's where I get into this, and I hope Rex Ryan hears this. I know,
put a foot in your mouth.
Yeah, seriously, Rex. Like,
we'll all enjoy that. That's a win-win.
It's a win for everybody, right? I know that you coached in the league, and you probably think you know more football than I do. But sometimes I wonder if Rex Ryan actually knows what he's talking about, and he's sitting there complaining that not enough penalties were called in the game last night. That was a crisp, mistake-free game by both sides, quite honestly. I thought both sides played great in that game last night. And for Rex Ryan to get on TV and start screaming about, you know, penalties and stuff of that nature, he can go suck a toe. I mean, Siri, and he would.
He's just here to bang.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, man. I'm out on that kind of stuff from Rex Ryan. Just, you know, the low-hanging fruit, screaming and yelling. Whoever complained about not enough penalties being called in a game?
You're a former head coach. Shouldn't you look at that and go, wow, what great coaching, what great, you know, leadership, the ability
not,
to...
Yeah.
but like, come on, dude.
No, you're right. Yeah, 100%.
That should be
right.
Your
yeah.
take. You should have that insight and go, wow, to be able to get a team to go from 13 to 0, that takes, you know, this and this, and I'm sure they did this in practice. Like, give us something, not just BS.
Well, he was going for a GD snack. I mean, that's the Rex Ryan, you know, that we know. He doesn't know because he's not that guy.
No.
Like Andy Reid. And man, I know I give coaches a lot of static because I don't believe in the majority of them in the NFL. And when Andy Reid just continues to do a masterclass at coaching like he's done, I mean, the last couple of weeks when there was a problem, this team fixes problems better than anything I've ever seen before, whether it's in the draft, whether it's in free agency, whether it's on the coaching staff, whether it's in the middle of a game, whether it's after a game, whether it's from one game to the next. If there is a problem, these guys fix it. That needs to be the topic of conversation today for Andy Reid. Not that there wasn't enough penalties. How awesome is Andy effing Reid right now, man?
So both sides of the coin, because I want to get back to this Butker thing and then we'll get to the script. This says from two different numbers, he didn't cost us those games. Many others contributed to missed opportunities in those losses. Talk about prisoner of the moment. Then another one. You do know Butker has had to change his entire kicking approach because of the injury last year, right? Well
that's not my problem.
Then you get this from the 913. Crazy stat of the day. Harrison Butker has left 12 points off the board on missed field goals / extra points through six games. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs' three losses are by a combined 12 points. Those points matter. That's from Troy.
100% they matter. You win the Jacksonville game if he makes his field goals. You win the Philly game if he makes his field goals and extra points. They lost the Philly game by three. Butker, if I'm not mistaken, left 4 points on the field that day, right?
I mean, Travis did have a big drop.
Travis had a big drop.
Maybe you're not in that situation.
But maybe you're not in that situation.
Script time.
All right, big week. Let's do it, guys. The Chiefs team is better than last year. They just don't have the best luck in a season that we've ever seen, and they're a little bit more mistake-prone, okay? They're not going to lose back-to-back primetime games. That's just not going to happen. The Chiefs are going to have no more than 5 penalties on Sunday night. Last week it was 13. This week it'll be no more than 5. Chris Jones is going to look more like Chris Jones. And by that, I mean you're going to have at least 2 moments of watching this game going, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Noah Williams, he's actually going to play more than 4 snaps. Funny. Mahomes is going to stay at his MVP level because that's never going to change this season. He's on a heater. And he's got the receivers and the offensive line, more importantly, to do so. He will look like an MVP on Sunday night. He will throw for 3 touchdowns. Hollywood Brown will have at least 5 catches, and Breshard Smith will make a big play. The Chiefs win this one in a shootout, 34-31.
Did you record that morning? All week we've been kicking dirt on Chris Jones, right? And rightfully so. He's deserved all, well, not all, like if you were on social media doing, you know, stupid stuff, but he deserves criticism for his play and what he did on Monday night. We've also been criticizing Harry Butker all week as well. And rightfully so, kicking it out of bounds and doing all that stuff, can't do that. Because of that, though, I think we'll see their true character. And I genuinely believe that true character is good. You see the true character out of people when the chips are down. It's easy to win, right? It's easy to be a winner. It's easy to go out there and celebrate. True character shows up when you're in a tough situation. It's the toughest situation as the Chiefs have been in a while in the regular season. I think I'm with you, Mac. Chris Jones will dominate this game. We'll see a sack. We'll see a big play late, and we'll see a batted pass. He will not take plays off this week. Butker will also be solid. No one seems concerned about him inside the building, so let's see what he can do. Be clutch. He will be. Patrick Mahomes continues to do what he did last week, picks up where he left off. He'll throw for over 300. Travis Kelce gets into the end zone. So does Thornton. Chiefs win a close one, 35-0.
Whoops. Maybe the hardest game to try and predict is this one. I think the Lions carve up, and I think they do that early on in their first drive. They score first. Chiefs get the ball back, and I think they score 3. There's your Butker 3. There's your, okay, 45. It's good, right? End of the first, I think it's 7-3 Lions. Chiefs hold on defense a few times in the second quarter and get the score just before the 2-minute warning to make it a 10-10 game. Lions get in field goal range and bang, one in, 13-10 halftime for the Lions. I think they lead at half. I think it's the second half where their weaknesses show up in the secondary and Mahomes feasts on the crows that are not there and the ones that are currently in there in quarterback 3, 4, and 5, as we were told by their beat writer of The Athletic. I think it's Thornton and Juju. I think those are the guys that show up with the receivers. I'm worried about Xavier Worthy because if he is going to play, he's going to be a little banged up. Chiefs have a solid second half, but so does Detroit. I think this game is going to be a shootout in that second half. But I think the man holding the gun and standing last is 15. Chiefs win 38-30. Mahomes finally beats Jared Goff, and Butker and Jones are not a topic on Monday morning. That's my script.
Well, Mac was excellent today. Dusty and I were, you know, we're single hitters. Mac, oh my God.
You win some, you lose some. I'll take that. That felt good. That felt good. We got a text from the 785. You guys should add a little ding like Uncle Hector from Breaking Bad during the script.
Yeah, we could do that as well. There have been a lot of dings in Mac's and a lot of for me. Not a good day.
Hey, but we got the win. That's what matters. That's predicted wins.
That all that matters. And we all had Chris Jones playing good. See, that's the character. That's what I knew. I knew this last week would get to Chris Jones. And I thought, did dominate that game last night.
I thought he was great.
I thought he was fantastic in that game last night. The stat sheet, the numbers, they're not going to be there, obviously, if that's what you're looking at. But he impacted almost every play. Nick Bolton was so good because of Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, Amenihu gets that sack at the end of the game because Chris Jones. You know, George Karlaftis is making plays. Chris Jones. I mean, Chris Jones had himself a redemption game last night. You know, a difference a week makes. A week ago, nobody was happy with Chris Jones. This week, we all love Chris Jones and should. But that he needed that. I told you last week, I feel like was that bottom of the barrel for this team. Mm-hmm. And they bounced back up.
Mac, you got a voice sting because our parlay did lose, but Kelce over 46.5 yards.
Ding.
Okay. Mahomes over 1.5 touchdowns thrown.
Ding.
Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
So close.
Dang it.
1 yard short.
I know. He was right there.
He was there.
Oh, man, he did look good, though. He looked did. Great.
He looked fresh,
baby.
Right?
Yes.
They all look fresh.
Yep.
And how much fresher are they going to look now with Rashee Rice coming back? And I've been telling you about the end of the game. I said, I thought Mahomes looked pissed. I heard from somebody who was in the locker room, you know, after the game, and they texted me this morning. They go, you should have seen him in the locker room. He's not a happy camper right now. The look of death has fallen upon the NFL.
Probably pissed at Winchester for not doing anything in the scuffle.
Winchester,
come on, James.
Elbows
in his hand.
I know. I give him a lot of credit for not swinging that thing because I'd have been swinging that helmet. I'd have been Dwayne Rudding this thing, man. Like I would have been swinging that helmet if I was him.
Was that Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett did that too. Yeah, but I go back to Dwayne Rudd throwing that helmet, man. Like I mean, that was vintage, like, oh, you got a helmet in your hand, start whacking on people. And Winchester's like, I got out of there. I realized I didn't have my helmet on. Put your helmet on. Let's go. Get in the scuffle.
Hey, come on, man.
Strap up. The stars were stars, and tortillas are a problem. We'll bring them both together. Plus, Kling joins us at 8:30 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Third down and goal to go at the 3-yard line. Pacheco motioning left. Mahomes in the pocket, darts it near side, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, Hollywood Brown is having a night. And the Chiefs answer a touchdown with a touchdown to go up 26-17, 9:30 to go in the game. Unbalanced left, Caliendo in the line of scrimmage. Pacheco the running back. First down and goal to go, sprint out action. Mahomes keeps it, he's into the end zone, touchdown. Keeping the ball on the option, Mahomes with the rushing touchdown. And he scores at 37 seconds to go in the first half. Now the Chiefs go to that L shape in the backfield. Play action fake, there's a throw caught by Kelce, and he dives to the 1 yard line. Against Yasin, he thought about hurdling him, yeah, but he hit the hurdle, and it was Yasin. It's a gain of 17, and the Chiefs have goal to go at the 1 yard. Fourth and 3 at the 6. Mahomes in the shotgun on fourth down. Throws a wheel out right side. It's caught. Touchdown at the far front pylon. Xavier Worthy scrapes outside. It is touchdown pass number 300 for Patrick Mahomes, counting the playoffs.
Reverse order there, how it ended to how it started. Number 300, the first pass of the first touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes there to Xavier Worthy. Chiefs victorious as another green W goes on the whiteboard. They beat Detroit in week 6, 30-17. Chiefs now 3-3, back to 500. Big win last night. Boy, were your stars.
That's what you have to have, right? All season long, the stars have not been stars, right, guys? Harry Butker, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, even Patrick Mahomes with the pick six, right? Say what you want, still a pick six, even though I still think Lloyd made a hell of a play on that. It's one of the best plays I've seen in a long time on defense. But even still, he made that mistake. But last night, our stars were stars. Travis Kelce was the leader in reception yards, and he was dancing. He was feeling good. Chris Jones was just huge. As bad as he was Monday night, he was good Sunday night. Charles Omenihu with a big sack, Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Patrick Mahomes, the running backs. Like, tell me somebody who didn't do something last night other than Butker. I mean, that was an entire team win where everybody elevated, everybody raised their level, and everybody played desperate and did what they had to do to beat an exceptional football team last night. That was an ass-kicking of an exceptional football team. Don't tell me that they were injured on defense, okay? Whoever's going to peddle that bull crap today, I don't want to hear about their defense. What the Chiefs did yesterday from their defense, they held that team to 17 points. An offense that was putting up guys, what, 30 a game? Right? Mm-hmm. 30 a game, yep. They were putting up. And the Kansas City Chiefs held them to 17 total points. 14 of those coming after that first drive. And that was it. They allowed him to score two touchdowns in that game yesterday. That's what you're really hanging your hat on. That Chiefs defense that was much maligned for the Jacksonville game went out there and held the best offense arguably in the NFL to two touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, that offense is second in the NFL with 31.8 points per game.
Who's leading the league?
I would think Dallas.
Buffalo? Oh, Dallas probably is.
I think Dallas is probably up there when it comes to points in the league. I'll double check that. I mean, I would assume they have the best offense and the worst defense. That never goes well.
No, that's Jerry Jones didn't speak to the media yesterday.
For once.
I mean,
Dallas is fourth.
Fourth. So who the hell's number one? It's got to be Buffalo.
Colts. Duh.
Oh, duh. That's
gotta
right. Colts, Indiana, right? Jones, yeah.
Let's look. Team stats. Offense first. 32.3. So just right ahead of the
Colts.
Yep. That's right.
Okay.
And they're on the Chiefs schedule a little bit later on in the season.
But I don't think anybody looks at them and goes, ooh. You know, you look at the Lions and everybody goes, oh, that's a hell of an offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to build something here because for later on in the weeks to come, because I don't know what or how many rematches we see on this Chiefs schedule if things go well. Obviously, you'll have the regular season matchup with the Chargers later on. But, I mean, I can see both these teams getting it. I mean, the Chiefs are going to get Rashee Rice back this week. That's the big story today. Again, no information yet on Josh Simmons.
Only thing I got out of Simmons yesterday was that they don't think it's going to be a long-term thing, but they're really not sure. I heard from somebody yesterday, and Mac, and this is something maybe you can check out, I heard Simmons may have wiped his Instagram too, cleaned his Instagram off, yesterday and whatnot. But the people that I've spoken to are like, yeah, we don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. We expect him back sooner rather than later again. That's the optimistic view. But we really didn't miss him last night, which is a scary thing. I mean, he's playing great, and Jalen Moore was so good.
And I'm glad that you brought that up because we talk about stars being stars. Jalen Moore was a star last night. And I think last night's defensive line is going to look very similar to the defensive line that you are going to play this week against the Raiders, right? Outstanding DNs and Aiden Hutchinson and Max Crosby both know how to get after the quarterback. And you have that game last night against a stellar defensive line. There's Campbell, there's Aiden Hutchinson. You got the Raiders coming to town at noon this week. You got Max Crosby, who always loves to get Mahomes' face. And that's kind of like a preamp up to like, okay, if we have to go with these five guys again, obviously you know everybody that's going to play when it comes to Kingsley, to Creed, to Trey, and to Juwan Taylor. But if you saw that out of Jalen Moore last night, that gives you that much more confidence to be like, hey, Josh, whatever it may be, if you need another week or you need 2 weeks, dude, get right. You know, you've been here ever since. You played sick. You played hurt. You've done all this stuff. If you need time to get right and whatever it may be, it's none of our business. Get right. We're going to use Jalen Moore right now because we paid him $30 million for 2 years to do exactly this.
Mm-hmm. My kids last night said to me when they put that graphic up, she goes, that guy's making $30 million.
Damn like, right.
Yeah, it was like a sticker
earned every
shot,
penny
right?
of it last night.
Earned every damn penny of it last night, right? Like, credit Brett Veach, where, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, he drafted this guy in the seventh round. Breland speaks. How about going out and having a backup offensive tackle ready to roll? And that's the sunk cost thing, too. They signed Jalen Moore right when free agency started, guys. They invested that $30 million into him. Right. And they still went ahead and drafted Josh Simmons, who Jay Binkley, I don't think he liked that pick the day it happened, if I'm not mistaken. But they didn't care that they invested that
money.
You
like Noah Williams. Yeah, I like Noah Williams.
He did. No, he'll tell you that one.
There's always a cover-up.
There is. There's always a cover, Jay. Pizza cutters. So they still went out and drafted a guy number one overall, even with that $30 million invested into a backup, right? That's why I'm looking at the kicking position. I'm saying, you've already done this. You've kind of got the MO for, yeah, we invested this money, but we're still trying to get better. And I think the Chiefs still have an opportunity to get better on the kicking side if they want and bring in guys, you know, and kind of audition them. But Jalen Moore was just absolutely stunningly awesome last night. Just fantastic. He got into Aiden Hutchinson's head so bad that Aiden Hutchinson commits the biggest penalty of the game at the end, knocking Patrick Mahomes down, where Mahomes looks at him and goes, what the F are you doing, pal?
Yeah, that was weird to me because, like, Aiden isn't that guy. At least I didn't think he was. And it was just one of those, like, it wasn't an accidental run-into. Or I don't know. Maybe there was a little bit of percentage of flop there from Mahomes. But it still seemed like it was like play was dead. And he did like the
Yeah, no, it was a cheap shot. It was frustration. We saw the Lions melt down last night on defense. And I do give Jalen Moore a lot of credit for that, for getting into the head of Aiden Hutchinson, to the fact where he commits this personal foul towards the end of the game that essentially sealed the game for the Chiefs. Right. That sealed the game. And that's Jalen Moore doing such a good job on that guy that he got to him. And I was thinking about Max Crosby coming in next week. We don't like Max Crosby, but we do, because he respects the game. And you don't see that kind of stuff out of Max Crosby. Like, him and Patrick Mahomes have a great relationship with each other. They respect each other. I don't think Patrick Mahomes respects Aiden Hutchinson after that play.
Could have thought he still had the ball, too. I don't know. That's kind of what I thought. Maybe.
The overhead replay that they showed last night on NBC
was dead for about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Like, it felt forever, didn't it?
I mean, I counted. Yeah. I was like, one. Yeah. Because, like, in that moment, you know, I'm giving Aiden Hutchinson all the respect in the world, because never really been on the radar, super quiet guy, leads by example, big defensive unit. And then all of a sudden I'm watching, I'm like, damn. Because, like, you didn't see the play.
Right.
You just saw Mahomes fly out of the side of your TV screen if you were at home.
Right.
Obviously, you've got the whole peripheral. And then all of a
sudden, right about that. There he goes out of the screen.
Because I saw Mahomes fly out of the screen. I'm going, what the hell? And then they throw the flag. Both guys, I mean, immediately. Throw the flags.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that was an immediate reaction. They show it back. And it's like, let's watch that again. And then all of a sudden you hear Connor, yeah, well, you know, can't really do that on that play, man, especially with Mahomes, man. And look at how he takes that hit. But no, I watched that. I'm just like watching it. I'm like, one, two,
My.
Maybe if it was, you know, like that. But, I mean, it was right after.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then Mahomes looks at him like, dude, what the was that, dude? Like, and that's why I think, like, we give the benefit of the doubt to Aiden Hutchinson, because even, like, Mahomes is like, you know, he didn't be like, yeah, you woke up the wrong MF, or like he does to Max Crosby. It was more so just like, dude, what? Like, that's not you. Like, oh, this right arm is doing that to you. Got it.
Yeah, they really got under the skin of the Lions last night. And again, that goes back, though, to coaching.
And there was a little Hollywood in it, but hey, sell it.
But sell it. But also, too, with the Lions, you always seemingly play with the personality of your head coach, right? You see the Chiefs all the time. They're just calm in those situations. Look at their head coach. How calm is that, dude? You look across the way, right? Dan Campbell's not a calm individual at all, right? He's an emotional guy. That's the way his team plays. They take on the personality of their head coach. And so Branch being a jackass at the end, Aiden Hutchinson being a jackass at the end, that was the frustration boiling over and them embodying that persona of their coach, which is a great trait to have when you're winning. But when you're out there getting beat, you can't go out there and you can't cheap shot. You could hurt somebody that
way. The other thing I thought was interesting, and I know that maybe we could put the narrative that Harrison Butker can't be fully trusted, so that's why we saw more fourth downs. But you know how you always say, you can't beat Patrick Mahomes with field goals.
He can't.
Right? Yeah. I think that's exactly what Andy Reid did against Dan Campbell last night. He knew going to that game, Dan Campbell don't punt.
Right.
He's like, Dan Campbell's not going to punt the ball, so neither am I. So I think that offensive mindset, I think that's maybe the secret code that Andy needed, was to kind of have that sort of feeling and that know-it-all to know the guy across the field is not going to go for it or not going to punt on fourth down unless it's an egregious situation from your own 25 and it's fourth and nine.
Right.
You're not going for it. I'm talking about situations of fourth and three, fourth and two. You heard the touchdown to Worthy, fourth and six, and it's a touchdown. And that's that aggressiveness. That's that foot on the pedal that Andy Reid's going to do. And I wish that from now on, every coach that Andy Reid sees on the other sideline, you just see a mirror image of Dan Campbell. You're like, he's going to go for it. It's like, well, that's Pete Carroll. You're like, I don't care. It's Doesn't Dan matter. Campbell today. Keep that sort of offensive mind because they were terrible on third down. I think I saw a graphic at one point. They were 1 of 5 on third down conversion rates, and their average distance was 9 yards.
It was 1 of 8 or one of 9.
1 of 9. I think it was it was average start fourth and, or third and 9.
I thought that and was like, a misprinted first, you know?
So I thought when you look at that and that Dan Campbell sort of thing where you're like, hey, I can't kick field goals to beat Patrick Mahomes. Hey, I can't punt on third down or kick field goals on third and short. I'm going to have to go for it on fourth down. And I thought that was a really big, noticeable change in Andy Reid's offensive play callers. Plus, you've got the guys to do it.
And you get the ability to do so much more on third down if you know that you're going to be going for it on fourth down, too. You can set yourself up and play that situational football. So I thought what we saw and what we had out of that offense last night was great. They took advantage of every single mistake that was made by Detroit. They had Detroit thinking constantly. They were one step ahead. They were fast. They were efficient. They got rid of the ball. The short passing game was just a glorious display of offense for me last night. I loved it, man. And that's the type of offense I want to see going forward. And now it'll get better because Rashee Rice is back. I'm sure he's already in the building this morning.
I don't know why he wouldn't be. I mean, he's got to be eager to be champion at the pit.
Oh, hell yeah.
I guess, according to the text line, Aiden Hutchinson is a dirty player. Hip drop tackles all the time. Spins when he tackles and puts QB's knees at risk all the time. Hate that dude from the 816. So I guess I've got to look more often, but let's get to our sideline guy, Josh Klingler.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klingler.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klingler.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klingler with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Did
you see the list of, like, Mahomes now at 300 touchdowns? Who's caught the most touchdown passes from Patrick Mahomes? Jalen Watson's a top 10. He may be top 8, I think, in touchdown passes from Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Watson, or not Jalen Watson, what Watson
Justin.
Is it? Justin Watson.
Yeah.
Is top 10 all time in touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I don't care what sideline reporters are. We have number one out of top 10, Josh Klingler, who joins us now. Kling, I was kind of talking before you got on the show about how I think maybe Dan Campbell's presence made Andy Reid's nuts hang last night. What say you?
I like how you phrase that. No, it definitely does. I mean, you're playing that team. You have a little bit of different mindset. You know they're going for every fourth down. You know the numbers. They were the number one offense in scoring going into this game. You had to not only put a premium on every single possession, but realize you were probably going to have to be aggressive, knowing that they were going to be aggressive the entire time as well. So I still think the Chiefs will be a more pick-your-spots kind of team than some others will. I think you witnessed that last night by not chasing the 2-point conversion after you missed the first extra point, right? I think they're going to be a little more judicious about it than some other teams. I think Dan Campbell, we're going fourth down every time. He's had a much better percentage than that dude in with the Chargers that got fired did.
Oh yeah, that guy
that we used to lament all the time that always went for fourth downs as well. I think they benefited a little bit by being very good at their fourth down conversions in Detroit. But they're always going to go for it. I think it amped up everything the Chiefs were doing defensively as well, because you know you have to play four downs defensively. So I think it got everybody's attention. Playing a team like that, I think, does drive up everything.
It does. I mean, the opponent does matter. Jacksonville, we saw, they kind of took lightly, had 13 penalties, played sloppy, and got their butts kicked. They came home, played a clean game last night, and destroyed the Detroit Lions. And I want to kind of start, though, Josh, at the beginning of the game, the Simmons stuff. Jalen Moore was outstanding in place of Josh Simmons. What were you guys hearing last night about that?
Not a lot, other than, you know, something went down and he, you know, he left before, and I really haven't followed it this morning. I got to be honest, guys, if there's anything that's been updated, I don't know.
No.
But just kind of asking around, it was kind of like, well, there's a situation going on. They don't expect it to be anything long, but, you know, Jalen Moore kind of got the call Sunday morning amidst he and his wife having a baby, apparently. Yeah. And then, yeah, he played great. And then, you know, I don't think you ever catch a break going in and playing tackle in this league, because you're always going to be facing a premium defensive end, it seems like, for some team. But, man, I thought he was just really solid. And the offensive line was great, too, and I think that they kind of rallied around him a little bit. But, I mean, Hutchinson was lined up against him quite a lot last night, and you didn't hear a lot of Aiden Hutchinson except for a roughing the passer penalty. He did a really, really good job, and that's what you want to have happen, right? You want an offensive lineman you don't even notice. I mean, I noticed him because I was watching him just to see how he was doing, but he was great.
Kling, I want to bring this up because I saw some videos last night, and I know you're on that sideline. Butker, after missing the extra point, goes over there and kind of goes through the motions, but maybe a little bit more tedious. I don't know what you notice on the sideline from him. Are you seeing that he's maybe trying too hard to get out of his head and just needs to relax more, or is everything going to be fine?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels like it's just upstairs at this point in time, because, yeah, it's just such a draining thing, too, right, to have to watch all those, to go through the pressure of that. And then I saw him, guys, at halftime, and I don't know if he was adjusting some things, too, but even at halftime he came out, and I saw him miss one wide left, and then I saw him doink one off the right upright, and I'm like, okay, one was left, one was right. I don't know if he's just over-adjusting things. He's one of the hardest workers during a game of anybody. He's always, pacing off his steps. He's always taking extra kicks. He's doing a lot of things a lot of other kickers do not. So it's not like, it's a lack of trying, but I just got to feel like right now it's a lot going on upstairs, but can't keep having these happen, especially in these tight margin games. Now, last night didn't end up being a tight margin, but obviously, I don't know about you guys, we kept kind of looking up and going, okay, is this 1 point going to matter? And maybe it very well could have, right? Had they put together one more touchdown drive, everybody would have been kind of nervous having that, that missing point. But, yeah, can't have those things happen, but he's going to have a long leash. He's well-paid. He's highly compensated. He's been through this before. They're going to let him kind of work his way out of it, but you just can't keep having these misses. I want back to Mr. Automatic soon.
Yeah, I want it back now. Like, I'm done with Butker, so I've written him off.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go, Clint. Deja vu.
Yeah.
But don't I have a right to at this point in time? Because he's not special anymore. Like, everybody in the league's kicking 50 and 60-yard field goals now.
Yeah, and I think the contract, though, does factor in, if he was just a regular paid kicker, I think you would be, auditioning people, and you would treat them like some of the other teams where you just, okay, thanks for your service, we'll swap you out and get another guy. I don't think you're going to do that here. So I think you better be prepared probably for the longer leash, but I hope that he gets straightened out. And I think he will. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's an injury. It doesn't seem like there's anything mechanical. It just seems like that this is just a crisis of confidence right now, and hopefully that can be resolved quick.
Josh, one of the storylines from the game for me anyway is Patrick Mahomes at the end, after he tries to high-five Branch, the whole thing breaks out the way that it did. He was pissed after the game in this post-game interview on TV. I don't know if you saw that. And then walking off the field, he was pissed. I talked to somebody this morning and said you should have seen him in the locker room if you thought he was pissed on the field. I feel like they just woke a sleeping giant at the end of that game.
Yeah, maybe so. And I mean, I was pretty close to, behind Juju Smith-Schuster when he got knocked down and thought, oh, this is going to be bad.
Did you get in
there?
Luckily,
they did pull out. Yeah, I took a cheap shot at the Lions.
You should have seen the other guy.
sideline guy, just to throw in anchorman at the end.
Hey, you did more than Winchester.
But so I thought this could be really bad. And obviously they didn't pull most people out of there, but Juju had a bloody nose and came out of it. And then I got in the locker room and kind of heard, the muttering of not Mahomes as much, but kind of the wide receivers talking about it. And, Juju was at that point in time, kind of like, son, like, did that just really happen? Like, yeah. I can't believe that went down for what went down. So, I guess it could boil if they were to meet again type of thing, but it was just kind of a weird situation. Like, dude didn't want to shake his hand. And then obviously the video surfaced later that he felt like he was cheap shotted by Smith-Schuster earlier in the game. Well, that's not how you handle that either, right? I mean, if you think you may have been illegally blocked or whatever, I think you know, you probably have every right to say something, but there wasn't even a chance to say anything. He just went up and cold cocked him.
Yeah.
So it was just a weird deal. And I got to imagine there's going to, I would think there would be a suspension loom for Branch. That's pretty out of line.
No
he
doubt.
Just went up and cold cocked him. I mean, that's then he claimed he was bullied after.
Yeah.
The game.
Well, if he'd have brought that energy during the game, maybe we have a different outcome. Kling, I want to ask you one more as we back up to a break. Rashee Rice back in the building this week. He'll be back in that offense. And one thing that you love to watch is this team spread the ball around. Does that have does that have a negative to the way the ball's being spread around? Because you add a guy in that's going to get a lot of attention and should from Patrick Mahomes.
I'm kind of curious how it goes down in game one, because you got to feel like they're going to force feed him the ball a little bit, right?
Right.
To get him back, mm-hmm. to get him back in quick. But I do think this offense really churns when everybody's getting a piece and Patrick Mahomes is playing the ultimate point guard. And it also keeps defenses off balance. I mean, who are you going to guard? Like we didn't even see Tyquan Thornton last night, right? I mean, he was like the extra man, and we've seen him have some big plays down the field. I don't think Xavier Worthy is 100% healthy right now and still kind of battling that ankle situation. Yet you have Hollywood Brown step up. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that got to get the football. But I think in game number one, I think he's going to have the opportunity to get some touches kind of right away to get him back in the flow. But it really does, you know, open up the playbook even further. And, you know, just being around this group, it doesn't feel like an ego-centric group. They know that they're going to get the ball on a different day, maybe, if they keep themselves in the right spot and get themselves open. So, no, I think this is going to be an ultimate positive, and it may even open up some other people for even more things because, yeah, Rice should get a lot of attention, I would think, even by missing games, by being available right out of the chute. He's going to draw some defensive attention.
I just don't see him losing from here on out.
I'm not surprised that one, you've written up Butker for good and shot him to the moon, and that it's 35-0 from here on out.
Right.
I get it.
Yep, that's right. Well, Kling, we appreciate it. Stay safe out there. Enjoy a nooner this next Sunday.
That's going to be kind of weird, right? That's I think right. Everybody's going to have to be, prepared to figure out how their old routine was for getting out to the stadium in time to have plenty of time to tailgate.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Kling. We love you. We take care, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
See, Josh is now complaining he has to get up early on Sunday.
You think it'll be, random question, you think it'll be hotter Sunday or this past Sunday night?
I think Sunday is only supposed to be about a high of 70.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think this is the last week of heat. I've been saying that now for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
It keeps getting pushed back every week. It's like another week of heat.
That's why 82 degrees when the game started last
That's
night.
Right.
Oh, it was brutal. It got That's so insane. Hot and muggy last night.
Yeah, that's why you stay in and play, Yahtzee. You play board games and eat donuts. Coming up on the other side, we talk about potential trades still because this team could get better. And one of the bigger problems on this team, which is still relevantly obvious, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Real quick, the instigator has struck again.
Oh, Lord.
So Cody and Gold are out in the bullpen. Drew's not there yet. He's on his way. And I walked by and I said, hey.
Wait.
I said, Drew. I said, Drew had the Lions winning 30-0. Alex, well. He did that because Bob's always picking the Chiefs to win 35-0. Do we have a show rivalry?
No.
So keep picking those Chiefs to lose 30-0. Drew, we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, but he did get his first game.
I'm excited to hear about his experience.
Alex said he had a blast.
Good.
He's like, we were getting ready to leave, and then I saw that there was a fight breaking out, so we decided to stick around a little bit. But hey, I'm glad you got to see that.
In the parking lot or on the field?
Oh, no. No. Your boy Alex now drives an SUV.
That's right.
And he pulled a maneuver
nice.
That you got to pull when you got a bigger car.
Heck you yeah. just go up over
he goes,
the yeah.
He goes, dude, he goes, I finally did it. I had the ability to do it. I could put the car in reverse,
that's awesome.
Swing around. He goes, we stood in line for 25 minutes, didn't move. I whipped a B, pulled her around, got out of there. Said he was home by 11:45.
Yeah, you got to do it when you have the SUV. I had an experience like that. We were out at Heritage Park on Saturday watching one of my wife's students play football. And it was like, you can't get out of that thing. I'd never been down there because I don't have boys. We never played football. And there's this huge hill. And Jen's like, just put the Bronco and take it up the hill. I'm like, yeah, it's a But I didn't, because it was on that like two-lane portion of Flum out at like 159 south of there. And there's traffic coming both ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have got stuck going the wrong way. I would have caused an accident.
Hey, it's like, Bob Fisker. Yeah.
I was just like, I just wait. It's not a big deal. You know, three women are, you know, smoking a nice cigarette right there. Ooh, after the game.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Delicious smell. It was, you know, I was like, good Lord, I can't get out of here. So I'm going to put it in four-wheel drive. But in Arrowhead, anything goes, man. Anything yep. goes after that game. You see it. You see a Chiefs bus pull it out of there after a game. You better look out, because Ralph going to run you down. He doesn't care. Right? We're getting out of that game.
So how is traffic in the state this year? Is it good? Bad? I haven't heard much about it, which is kind of like when your left tackle plays. Yeah. You don't hear about it, it means it's good, right?
No, it just depends on when you go.
We're just numb to it.
What's the thought of complaining about it? There's nothing they're going to do.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is until they either move or get rid of Kauffman Stadium out there and they can expand the roadways, because that's the other thing people don't understand. That parking lot has not been upgraded since 1972 either. And the roadways around that stadium are built for 1972 mm-hmm. traffic, not 2025 traffic and cars and all of that stuff. And so traffic is a lot worse because, you know, the stuff around the stadium, the streets around the stadium are antiquated. They're 60 years old at this point in time. So it's not going to change anytime soon. Just do what you want.
Somebody on the text line said, you mean to tell me that Harrison Butker has cost me 12 cents a gallon?
Yeah. It's true. I mean, when you start looking at it and saving all that money at Hy-Vee, yeah. Harrison Butker's left 12 damn cents on the field.
Damn.
You know what? That's $2.40 on a 20-gallon tank.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to. We'll be interesting to see how that progress moves forward, because every single issue has been addressed so far. Right?
I mean, am I the only one that has an issue with that guy? Be with honest Bunker? With me, yeah.
No, Twitter was on fire.
No, of course you're not the only one.
I mean,
one.
Normal real life people. Yeah. Like, yeah, am I the only one that has a problem with him? Am I over? Because tell me if I am, and that's fine.
I've got hyperbolic friends, and that's not a shot. I'm just saying.
No, like, I am. I mean,
yeah. I'm just saying, like, they were like all in the text thread last night. This guy's got to go. I'm done with Butker and all this, and I'm just kind of like trying to be the Prince.
So you
of
were
peace.
On my same text threads too.
Correct.
So everybody's text threads were doing that.
I just try to play the Prince of Peace. Like, I think he'll work it out. I think he'll get his swing back. I think everything's fine. We just got to relax. He's maybe just not he's not the exceptional kicker. Now he's just a decent kicker. Obviously there's been six games and six issues. With
Is
Harrison
he
Bunker.
Decent though anymore, guys?
I would
again,
say so.
You
right
guys
now,
can talk me off this
opinion,
ledge.
No. In my opinion, I don't think he's decent. But
so
I think,
Dusty's
but
the voice of reason here today.
But I'm not giving up hope like Dusty. Like, I'm not like you were. I'm out. I'm done. Need a new kicker. I still have hope. I think, if you told me right now, gun to head, I believe he'll get back to some semblance of what we know Butker as. But you're right. Top five, top one, elite guy. Kiss that goodbye, maybe.
Yeah, no, that is definitely gone. Yeah, see, and
people
I'm
said there were boobers last night at Butker. I didn't hear it on the TV. Was
I didn't
it?
Either. Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We'll be there.
No, people were upset.
Was the third down guy loud?
He was getting some number ones too. Butker was.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
He was number one last night for sure.
Well, not an Arrowhead.
But I mean, like there's nothing worse, as we know, than executing a perfect game plan and not having that reliable kicker. Yep. It's like playing eight innings and going, okay, who do we turn it over to in the ninth? Or not having a goalie in hockey, or not being able to shoot a free throw in basketball, or something. You know, something so simple that we take for granted. And then not being able to have that. Like, we took Harrison Butker for granted. There's no Agreed. Doubt. We've taken this Chiefs era for granted. And I've said that for a decade now. We're taking this for granted. Stop doing it. But now we're seeing Harrison Butker. As we took that guy for granted for all these years. Just, you know, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And now he's human. I don't like human Harry Butker.
Text line's also divided. Butker's got to go. I swear he slipped. It was the only kick he dipped down on. Three different leagues in fantasy with three different group chats. Everyone's saying the same thing. Cut his ass.
Yeah.
And then another one. Wait, what did he F up yesterday? The extra point, at the very first touchdown, obviously the kick out of bounds, but I mean, I think everybody's just kind of 50-50. I think there's the side of the people that are like, look what he's done for this franchise. He's been there. He's done that. It's still week six. We're not to January yet. If it's still continued by week 10 after the bye, they go to a bye, they come back week 11. It's still the same thing. then maybe I'm on your side to bring somebody in to have some sort of in-house competition to maybe get his mind right in that regard.
Or maybe that makes his mind worse, though, guys.
That's
I mean, the thing, man.
Kickers are like closers in baseball, man. It's like it's here, and then it's gone, and then it's dominance, and then it's not. And then it's like, well, he gives us a chance to at least close the game out. It's like he's got 10 blown saves on the year. Yeah, but he's got 35 saves as well. You're like,
You know, yeah, but the blown ones outweigh the good ones. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones you blow are the ones that are like so out there. When you make kicks and when you save, you're supposed to do that. And when you don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No doubt about it.
I don't want to see any texts from these two textures about a guy that used to kick on the Ravens. Don't bring that name up.
No, that guy's banned from the NFL. Despicable. Yeah, get rid of that guy. Come on.
Yeah, not a chance. I want to give an analogy on the other side about what this Chiefs team reminds me of from a sitcom perspective here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.